Welcome back, Vibe Seekers. You're listening to Shecky's Jam Bands, where we dive deep into music that makes you forget what day of the week it is. I'm your host, Shecky, and today we're talking about a group that proves soul isn't just a genre, it's a physical requirement. We're reviewing John Sullivan Band. All right, let's talk about the origin story. You might think that every jam band starts in a dorm room filled with incense and lava lamps, but John Sullivan's path was a bit more, let's call it, athletic. John was actually a high-level baseball player who hung up his cleats and the piano he played since age 4 to chase a professional ball career in the Pecos League. But the music siren called him back. While playing independent pro ball in Colorado, he picked up a guitar to make some extra cash in bars, mostly playing Jack Johnson covers to tourists. Eventually, he traded the pitcher's mound for the full stage, full time, heading back east to assemble a crew of New England's finest veterans. The band formed as a powerhouse ensemble of soulful guitar, sultry keyboards, and a rhythm section that hits like a freight train. All right, let's talk about a name. Keeping it simple is a lost art in the jam world, where bands are named things like the Funky Collective or something like that. John went the classic route, John Sullivan Band. Why? Because when you have a voice that's been described as silky yet powerful, you don't need a gimmick. It's a what you see is what you get situation, though John jokingly admits he initially hated the piano his mom forced him to learn. Lucky for us, he didn't name the band My Mom Made Me Do This. Okay, if you're a newbie to the John Sullivan Band and you want to understand why these guys are a staple of the Northeast scene, start with this one track, often at the top of their live set lists. The track is Patience and Faith. It's a psychedelic-tinged rocker that lets the band stretch their legs. It's a fan favorite because of the acid-soaked riffs and the way it transitions from a tight groove into an improvisational exploration. It's the music equivalent of a scenic detour that ends up being better than the destination. Some unique and fun facts. The voice connection. If John looks familiar, it's because he had a successful run on NBC's The Voice. He credits the show with rolling him a bit faster into the public eye, though he's since focused on creative discovery of the jam scene rather than the pop charts. The sixth string replacement. John actually stopped playing music entirely at age of 17 to focus on baseball. He didn't even pick up a guitar until his 20s. It turns out being a walk-on at Charlotte Baseball is great training for walking onto a stage and improvising a 10-minute solo. His studio obsession. Despite their reputation, the band is meticulous in the studio. They recently released a cover of Brett Cobb's Keep 'Em on Their Toes to kick off 2026, showing they can play the thoughtful songwriter card just as well as the face-melting jam card. Whether you're a fan of blues rock or just someone who appreciates a guy who can hit a curveball and a high C, the John Sullivan Band is a must-add to your rotation. That's it for this week. Keep the vibes high and the solos long. See you in the front row. This is Shecky's Jam Bands signing out.